Blog Talk Radio.
I hear voices in my head. They count to me. They understand. They talk to me.
I'm your host, Tavik. Co-host Gail G will join us very shortly. But man, oh man, that was one hell of a rumble tonight. I mean, fuck. Angel. Yes, they could give it to New Blood, but Roman Reigns is not the New Blood that should be winning that fucking title shot. Dude can't wrestle worth shit. He only knows two fucking moves. A fucking spear and a ballerina punch. I don't see that motherfucker challenging for a title anytime soon. That's just my opinion. But I think we'll have to wait until Gail G calls in so that way, you know, we can do this whole thing, me and him. So, shit, what do you say we go with a little track here?
Mm-hmm.
we are back. But, yeah, tonight's Rumble was pretty good. I mean, I think it was a fucking bitch move of Kane, though. I mean, come on, Kane, you got eliminated. Deal with it, nigga. Like, seriously. You got eliminated. And you decided to be a crybaby about it. And come back and take fucking Punk out of the match. Yeah, that was a smart move. I mean, come on. I don't know what to say about that shit. Give me a minute, I'm uploading some tracks to the soundboard. Yes, corporate Kane, but you still call him Kane. But goddamn, it was definitely a good fucking pay-per-view. I think they should have made it a fucking 40-man instead of 30, just the way it would have lasted longer. I mean, come on. They scheduled the fucking pay-per-views to end at 11. They don't end at 11, they end fucking 15 minutes before 11. I mean, come on, so like, what's the point of having it set to end at 11 if you never could really end it at 11? Make the match longer. Make a couple of these matches longer. Shit, I mean, come on, they could have added a Divas match into there. I mean, I remember back in the day, way back in the day when the pay-per-views were actually longer. You know, actually lasted till 11 o'clock. It ended at 11 o'clock. Not this fucking 10:45 bullshit, not this 15 minutes before. No. End this shit at 11. Fucking make it a 40-man fucking battle on fucking Royal Rumble. So that way it lasts longer. Or throw some extra fucking matches. I mean, come on. The fucking Batista, I mean, come on. The Brock Lesnar and Big Show match didn't even last long. Oh, was it the fucking Brock Lesnar beating the shit out of fucking Big Show with a fucking steel, with a fucking steel chair? That's all that was. You know what? Fuck it. Since we were talking about Batista. And we are back. I don't know what to say about tonight, man. I mean, it was a good pay-per-view in a way. But, I mean, you know, because of now since, you know, fucking Orton won the title the way he did, with the help of, well, the Wyatts, just means now we have to see a fucking another rematch between him and Cena for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. Now, we all know what's going to happen. We all know we're going to see another rematch because, you know, the authority said, and I quote, no help, no interference. Man, that shit never works. 251, what a good list.
Who the fuck you think it is, nigga?
Man, you think you're fucking asleep or something like that over there?
I'm smoking.
Well,
well, what?
Well, it's officially happened. Fucking Batista has won the Rumble.
Okay.
And
I
unfortunately,
didn't even know the Royal Rumble happened.
And it happens at the same time every year, 26.
Dude, I've been working so much I ain't watched wrestling.
That I work too, but I make sure to never miss anything wrestling.
Well, I mean, sometimes it's harder for others than you.
That's why you get DVR and you can record it.
True.
I mean, shit, but hell, I mean, you can even get fucking Hulu Plus or, you know, February 24th. You got the WWE Network coming out, which will have everything, WWE, every single pay-per-view, every single live event.
I think it... Hold on.
It's okay.
But yeah, as I was saying, I mean, I don't think it's going to show every single pay-per-view.
No, it's going to show every pay-per-view.
Even WrestleMania.
WrestleMania 30 is going to give you the first pay-per-view that will air on the WWE Network.
And how much is the WWE Network going to cost?
Only $10 a month. You get, like I said, you get every pay-per-view, past and present. You get everything from WWE, WCW, ECW. So it's definitely going to be worth the $10. And the best thing is, if you really want to look at it, the WrestleMania 30 and all those are going to be free because of the fact they're not going to charge additional for the pay-per-views. So, pretty much, you know, once you start paying $10 a month for fucking the WWE Network, you get everything included into it. Fucking all the, all 12 pay-per-views coming out come up. Past fucking pay-per-views. You get, like, the pre-show and post-show of Raw and SmackDown. You get NXT, you get superstars. Shit, man, I mean, shit, like, they're even going to have some fucking reality shows for fucking, for the WWE Network, like House of Legends. And for $10 a month, you can't beat that.
And I'll be back in a minute. I'll call back in a minute.
Okay. Oh, that was an interesting convo. Anyways, we say we go with, I don't know, let's go to fucking Cypher. Let's see, down to the Cyphers. I think those might be a little upwards. There we go. I said we go with Cypher 3.
Well, DJ Clay came with a dope track to roll with. Underground like Anna Nicole Smith. Big J, Duke of the Darkness. Turn the best rapper alive into a carcass. A mic in my hand is like a pipe bomb. Sweeter than coconut pie. Right, mom, J-U-double-G-A to the low. Let your nuts hang straight to the flow. Yes, I like fat on my chick ass. Poundage, that make my dick splash. 17 or 71, I got dick for everyone. Fuck fear, suck right here. Dick in your nose hole, nuts in your ear. Rape your face like a warlock wildin'. Wear your panties to your funeral smiling. Sick seriously, furious. Homeless and alone, luxurious. Lampin', back alleyway camping. Raggin', gang taggin', stampin'. I'm the Joker, Ned and Hole Poker. Blunt toker, punk smoker, throat choker, life croaker, great bago, soda bath soaker. Squeeze my nose and your head explodes with bionic elbows like Dusty Rose. I fuck old fat hoes and they crusty foes and peel homeless hoes out they musty clothes. I'm a damn fool, no rules, too cool for school, lick my family jewels. I'm hungry, bitch, starving, I need this. Nine whoppers in a shake couldn't feed this. Clones, we've been there and done that rhymes. Y'all already said that how many times? It's Groundhog Day for Groundhog Years. Two sticks of dynamite fuck in my ears. Dayton family, Boondocks, ABK. Somebody take me away. Clay, Twisted, Hutch, B-L-A-Z-E. The hatchet is the place to be.
Never faded, appreciate every time I look in the crowd and they're reciting all of our rhymes that we kick. Call it holiday, more free shit from Twisted, blasting the microphone with free spit. The style is linguistic, verbal and sadistic. Well, bitch, motherfuckers need purses and lipstick. We stick to the finish and bring you everything you need. We the best, these bitches ain't even in our fucking league. I'm an MVP when it comes to flows. Hope you brought your umbrella, I'm finna rain on you hoes. Not bent like an elbow, I'm folded like a crease. I'm drunk off the Grey Goose and pineapple peach. To the ones that ride and stay down with what we do. To the rest, I'm like a bus driver taking them back to school. Pack a lunch, all you punks, I'm out the trunk like speakers. And the ears are hot to death and my words are heat seekers.
Eat them up. Eat them up. Eat them up.
This is a psychopathic public service announcement. I eat up suckers down to the last ounce. And when it comes to lyrical murdering, that's me. Believe you in the presence of a true rider. Rest in peace. Yeah, I think one of the too many gangsters in the streets is too much hate, frustration, and bitches and heat. Beef, I get it every motherfucking day of the week. And if I have to pull a heat, I hold. God rest your soul. Psychopathic assassin smashing on all you non-believers. Groupies and dick teasers. I don't ever pause for a second. I stay heavy. I'm from the west where they dip Chevys and stay ready, biatch.
Eat them up. Eat them up.
You know I'm low down and dirty and married to the game. I was raised on the streets of drive-bys and carjackings. You packing? Better be covered in Teflon. You don't have a clue about the arsenal I sit on. Mossberg spitting, 12 gauge sitting in my left hand blinking. You sinking like quicksand. Blaze is the name, ain't a damn thing changed. But the time on the watch, 2012, they say it stops. And I'm only getting started, no room for half-hearted on my team. Cavities, I clear them out like blistering your lips. Blistering how they react to the slap.
swelling up like collagen, too much for CarMax. I'm an old school fool with a new school style, tried and true and guaranteed to make it go wild. Rick Grimes, end times, unload the nine. The world dies like Gloria Gaynor, but I'll survive.
Eat them up. Eat them up. Eat them up.
I'm just a killer from the east, baby, check my stats. The only native representing with these warrior raps. Got a heart that bleeds courage and I can't be stopped. Guess I'm the cream of the crop, somebody give me my props. This is murder mint music, so I'm killing them fools. Breaking all of their rules, it's time to send them to school. I'm just a painted up freak and I'm not alone. The scent of the underground be my hatchet cologne. When you see us, bet you wanna be us. If you ain't representing psychopathic, then you might as well just be dust. Ashes to ashes and laid to rest to all the artists out there who ain't showing respect. Motherfucker, if you willing, try and stop our shine. Guarantee you at the end, you'll be falling behind. Here go a hot 16, a straight telling the truth. Now rewrite your rap book and lock yourself in the booth, bitch.
Eat 'em up. Eat 'em up. Eat 'em up.
I'm a bad dreams nightmare, and I'm everywhere like the internet, homie. And you're just aggravating like spyware. I put a knife through your eyewear, and that'll leave you blind, but still alive, so you always know that I'm out there. You ain't a monster or a beast, you're just another neck that I chuck with a lighter leash. And I'ma keep growing like disease in the streets, and run rampant with a passion that'll bring you fucking leeches to your knees. Bitch, please, I don't apologize to none. Talk shit, get dealt with. I bring the fucking sun up out the sky just to light weed and melt shit. From a whole different dimension and no intervention can help this. We ain't the ones that you mess with, cause we can flip it up like a coin in your headless. Tail between your legs like a bitch and she pregnant. The psychopathic fam in this bitch on some next slit, next shit.
Eat 'em up. Eat 'em up. Eat 'em up.
Some folks call me Joey, but most call me Shags. Fuck skinny jeans, it's 42s in my shopping bags. And my waist ain't nothing but a 32, which leaves plenty of room for my 20 deuce. Plus rockin' plain 3X tall tees, and that's weighing in, suckin' wet a buck 70. Not to mention the rocks stuffed in my shoe soles, but not for skipping, for flipping to them fiendin' hoes. Fuck the Adams, my family be juggalos. And if we was a movie, the thing would be my role, cause my hands be doing things my brains can't control, like choking our necks and banging random netting holes. My psychopathic homies, we like stealth bombers doing damage across the countries undetected by your radars. The one buck one, boom, hit you with a nuke. Get the underground rowdy, make the surface dwellers puke. Suits on the outside, but mad tatted skin, are nothing but joker cars. Bitch, that's a kin. Infiltrate from the outside, working ways in. Happy smiley faces, opposite of terrorism. They gave us 1,000 ways to die, we chose one. We got 1,000 ways to get funds. See it away, or you best to fucking run. Bet 1,000 FBI agents got juggalo sons, bout to follow in their footsteps and be cops. So we taking over like it or not. Two full on generations, working on three. Indestructible trunk on this ever growing family tree. Barely making loot on the shit you hear and see. Still breaking new grounds, and we 20 years deep, yet we still getting younger. Ain't that something? The clowns ripped off by Benjamin Button.
Eat 'em up.
All right, let's go to another cipher, cipher one.
Welcome to the cipher. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Snitches love to hear my name over they police scanners. I should be the sucker, bitch, I'm nuts and bananas. Show me somebody fucking with the hatchet, I don't know, man. If them boys beat, what the fuck that make me cold, man? I'm a monster, tougher than a Tonka. Y'all boys sweet, fucking call him Willy Wonka. Axe to the forehead, bats to the cranium. Bootlegged an animal, there ain't no restraining them. Most rappers are pussy, I smoke them like a cigarette. Bitch talking shit, but getting beat up by juggernaut. It's about to rain, hatchet house, make it flood. How the fuck is you a killer when you really scared of blood? Stop playing, just before I come to where you live. Murder you and all the kids that then burned down the crib. Who on what with who? Ain't no denying I'm a lion, bitch, I'm running the zoo. Catch me tooted at the strip club doing
in the deuce. Sippin' a brew, relaxin', 22 in my shoe. I succeed, y'all fail, I win, y'all lose. I'm up, y'all down, you red, I'm blue. I'm a winner, you a loser, you stop, I'm go. I'm not answering all you if it's I don't know. Why you shooting at the stars, I'm trying to walk on the moon. And homie, hating is a sickness, hope you get well soon.
Move blackness is my belly and deep in ego. Most hated everywhere we go. But like questions, the answers we know. As sure as titty dancers need blow. So say hello to the fact that we killing this shit. You can't lie, I'll be the B-I-O. Oh no, L-E-N-T, I'm no ho. Shaggy and me, so close, I'm MDP. Full dose, ow, so your butt shut until your gut split. Full of shit, I won't be fucked with. My spit is like acid lava. Burn through your head, ask your papa. Battle the clown, I'm fast to drop ya. A southwest gangster, past the chopper. You don't remember me in high school, cause I wasn't there. A loser millionaire, how the fuck can that be? I'll smack your pappy, I'm never happy. Why the fuck you looking at me? Somebody slap me, I'm ridiculous silly. Clowning the world, meet Joey and Billy. Find me with the Juggalos rolling a Philly. It's low love for life unless a bullet'll kill me, but I think not. On the map like an ink blot, and there's you, a gay little pink dot. So don't hate, I'm the dad chick attention. My hoes alone can have a convention. Fago bitch, gas in the engine. We deserve something way past dimension. Yeah.
Fat knots and pop rocks on my block. Bust shots at fake cops like nonstop. ABK, but you can call me killer. Native on the warpath, ain't no rilla. Psychopath will leave you in a bloodbath. Everybody got our dick, that's why the world's chapped. Middle finger in the air for them haters, because I always kick it with the greatest. Hatchets up, old school with the brand new mind frame. College dorm room bumping like a soul train. If you ain't down with the fam, then you insane. Bob your head to this hatchet shit, dick brain. This ain't nothing new. I'll have your mama shaking titties in her living room. When your daddy's at work, I'll be stopping through. Getting all over her attention, cause that's how I do. Man, Detroit's my home, so murder mid fit. If you fucking with the club, then you better come equipped. When you see the hatchet man, you better represent. And I should never, ever, ever have to say that shit again.
Yo, that's the gimmick, keep it real like pocket cash. Cause Jamie spit so nice, they wanna beat my fucking ass. Welcome to my craft, jealous ass. Had too big to fit your hat, so you need a flex. They fit and get some fat, you stay front and get some back. To annihilate and attack. When that's in my path, get bashed and wig steel. Put your bumper in your backseat and you through the windshield. You ain't no home run, bitch, and I'm boarding the outfield. Homie, this ain't no hobby of mine. A manual in hands, don't call me pencil. Because I grind true grit. And John Wayne is far from the lid. Cause I'd rather save the bullets and wet you up with the spit. Know what I mean? No coffee, I'm all about the cream. I serve them like Ice Cube and do them no Vaseline. Thinking they better than me and I tell them maybe in dreams. Cause one line of mine better than they 16. Cause you're fucking with a creep that'll kill you off in your sleep. Like Elm Street, if Freddy Krueger was an MC. No peace.
And we are back. Let's go with the final cypher. Cypher 2.
Cypher 2. What it do? Nigga, this psychopathic shit. Bitch, man, you be faking like an actress. Living on the mattress. Lying like a motherfucking bitch, cause you a bastard. Rolling in the Honda. Shoulda called you Rhonda. Bragging about your bitches, you with niggas in the sauna. Tipping in your sandals. Gripping on they handles. Chewy, know you weak and you be sweeter than some candles. I'm being like I'm Canby. Haters, they can't stand me. I tell them bitches they fake. Didn't represent the family. You thinking like you Stanley. Swearing you was manly. But now you kissing niggas in they mouth like they some candy. If you ain't psychopathic, you can get your ass kicked. Found like a bloody pad bleeding in the back. And like the murderous bunch, call them group. Record it all, my whole move. Afraid of Paul, you barely knew me. Better make the call. This motherfucker's coming back for all of y'all. Like a chainsaw buzzing all wide out, looking like an 8-ball junkie. Got the rest in a ride. If the cops feel lucky enough, ammo to take out a small country. Head of the dragon, Ricky Steamboat was when I used to love me. A little channel 50 wrestling. Stop hassling, buddy. Put his nut, get nutty, and put a couple holes up in your cutty. It ain't nobody that could do it the way that we've been doing it. Like a temple, you're losing it to the crew with the underground influence. And it's proven the moving units, and there's nothing more you can do to it than just approve of it. Jump in the booth, grab the mic and I spit. Get up on that ass, my shit's ridiculous. My middle name is William, some hoes call me Willie. Not really, don't be silly, but it's
psychopathic, holding up my head shit. Perfect to the tribe, but they fail to try to match it. Falling short, you like a midget with no legs. Reaching for the stars, spelling bullshit instead. I guarantee your daddy is hating my guts. Put my penis in your sister, down to my nuts. And then she wouldn't, now she a juggalette. Just the sound of my voice gets in that went the realm of the wickedness. That's what my fans say, we keep it that way. Forever and a day, I kill your career just by busting one verse. So what, you a star? I'm a motherfucking universe. First, yeah. Who next? Bring it.
It's like this, run and put my foot in your ass. With this country motherfucker, you ain't catching no pass. I just blast and ask questions later. And if you both barrels in your navigator, and call your girl up and tell her see you later, and make that pussy steam up like a baked potato. With hustle in my heart and murder in my blood, my first name Dirty and my last name Mud. I wouldn't change a thing even if I could. Raised up in the woods, but I'm still fucking hood. I put the microphone in a rear naked choke. If you're better against this monster, then you're absolutely broke. I might step up in the booth and put an end to your world. I might climb up in the sheets and put it deep in your girl. Cause I'm ruthless, and it's the only way I do this. Southern psychopathic up on cypher number two, bitch.
I leave sucker ass bitches with stitches face down and bitches. Stop running this and recognize it's strictly business. You can't change past up, you can't test fate. And still I ride and die with the people that you hate. They only Jim Joy safe, and I'm caveat the plate with the Louisville slugger, and I'm quick to smash your face. I relate to the serial killers, gangsters, and zombies. Digging up some dead bodies to make an army. Splashes way all over like a 12 gauge. Known to combust in the dust and vanish in the space. Take shots at close range, I'm impervious to pain. Stay dirty, unchained, and I still won't fade. When my fingers on the trigger, and then I squeeze that shit. Hand up on the blunt, I put the light to it. Set the 40 ounce, I said my name's on that bitch. He said his name on that bitch, I said my name on that bitch.
Psycho motherfucking plastic in this bitch. Got two motherfuckers, don't try and fuck with it. See what you can do, you can't have it, bitch.
All right, y'all, let's see. Let's go with this.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody!
Let's see here. Wait, look, because I'm getting tired of waiting for Ghetto G to come in, like he does all late and shit sometimes. So, Mushroom Head. And we are back. Let's see. Let's see. Yeah, they'll say Mick Foley isn't, well, not, he's not really PO'd, he's just disgusted. I don't think you can really tell that he's PO'd through a computer. Well, pissed off through a computer. I still don't understand, you know, why people are so pissed at, or so bothered that Roman Reigns lost. Reigns is a horrible fucking wrestler. I said it once, I'll say it again. He only knows two fucking moves, a ballerina punch and a fucking spear. And that's all he did throughout the entire goddamn match. And it was anyways, he just speared people. But oh well, it's whatever. Let's go to another track. Let's see. The Smog. Experian Diamond.
Up and get bitch slapped.
What do you call a crew that
like me.
Talking that shit, you need to leave the place. Knowing you ain't never even smacked the face. Claiming our shit, that's our shit, you trash motherfucker. We about to smack your ass.
Aye, up next, Mudvayne. World so cold.
When passion's lost and all the trust is gone, way too far for way too long. Children crying, cast out and neglected, only in a world so cold, only in a world this cold. Hold the hand of your best friend, look into their eyes, then watch them drift away. Some might say
Fire up next. This is David Hunter with Defiance. Off of the track, Defiance, God Forsaken.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, but if we go old school here, Def Leppard. I say we go with...
Step inside! Walk this way! You and me, babe! Hey, hey!
And up next, more old school, Deep Purple, Smoke on the Water. And we are back with our ghetto.
What's going on, man?
Man, what the fuck is up with the people in your damn city?
It's all up here. I don't know, man. I was quite offended myself.
I mean, come on, man. They were booing Batista but cheering for fucking Roman Reigns.
Man, they were booing fucking Sheamus, too.
Yeah, and Rey Mysterio.
And they kept chanting for Daniel Bryan, and he wasn't in the match.
Man. But they were cheering him for that, man, and they were cheering him during the fucking title match, which he wasn't in either one of those.
Yeah, well, that Brock Lesnar-Big Show match was a complete waste.
Yeah, I know, right?
Like, really? We needed an hour worth of Brock Lesnar beating Big Show with a chair.
It's true. That's exactly what we needed.
Like, really? We needed that? You have four matches on your pay-per-view, and that's one of them.
Yeah, this is why I think what they should have did was doing a 30-man rumble. They should have did 40. So,
yeah.
I mean, at least then that way the fucking pay-per-view would have gone a little bit longer.
Yeah, it did end quite early.
But if you've noticed, every pay-per-view that they do nowadays ends quite early. It's never...
No, this was way early. Usually it's like 10-2. This was over like 20, 22 maybe. Even after dragging the matches on forever.
Yeah, right.
Although it was a good pay-per-view though, but like they drug it the fuck out.
Yeah, this is why, you know, they should have at least be like a 40-man rumble or fucking at least fucking put like two extra matches in it, like a D was a fucking title match.
My sister's like, is there gonna be any girls on here? I'm like, no. She's like, well, I ain't watching this.
I'm guessing your sister's a lesbian.
May as well be, but no, like, because she watches that Total Divas show.
Yeah, but the fact that she had any girls on it, he said no, and she says, well, I'm not watching this.
Well, she's not a wrestling fan. Although it was quite entertaining during that Orton-Cena match where they kept using each other's moves, but it was rather boring too, but...
Well, yeah.
But at least Cena didn't win.
Yeah, I guess. Although, the authority lied to us.
Why is that?
Because, remember, they said that there was going to be no interference. But yet, the Wyatt showed up.
That wasn't on them. I bet you they were there to get Orton because he called them the Duck Dynasty rejects.
Yeah, and then fucking Cena decided to go on the fucking go and attack him.
Yeah, so he screwed himself. But I but I really think they were there to get Orton.
Yeah, probably. So, did you get your pre-order on?
Did I get my pre-order on?
Yeah.
For
On the Brink.
Oh, it's up.
Yeah, you get a signed copy along with a 11x17 black and white poster.
Oh, well, there we go. I could serve one of these fucking frames for that. 11x17, there you go.
Although, you know, she was kind of late with that shit. I mean, come on, 31st is on Friday.
I mean, it's only Friday. Question is,
probably.
if you were to order it now, will it be here by Friday?
that's a good question. But hey, I mean, it's only $14.99 for it all.
For it all? Is that including tax and shipping?
Well, it's $11.99 plus the shipping, which is $3.
Oh, well, that ain't that bad, then.
Yeah, no. I mean, I got my copy.
There you go. I had no idea. See, the day I don't pay any attention to the fucking internet, and it goes up.
Yeah. She even announced it, too, on Facebook.
I was too busy trying to get 160 trophies on Batman. Because that's the only way I can continue on to get to the end with the Riddler.
Yeah, but fucking when you post it up on her fucking like page, I just realized I'm the Brink drops Friday. That's freaking wild. I didn't realize how close that is. But we just...
Man, we told you that we was getting close on the interview, man.
Yeah, well, apparently she had to have another interview fucking tell her about it, too.
See that? See? Although I did enjoy this pay-per-view because the Wyatts, man, they had a big Barton.
Yeah. And how about Kevin Nash fucking returning like a fucking random motherfucker?
Yeah, he came out. I was like, I sure hope he don't get hurt again.
Yeah, instead he got fucking eliminated by Roman Reigns.
Then he got eliminated. I was like, oh, well, he's injured again.
Yeah, same goes for Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, Rey Mysterio comes in at number 30 because they know he was going to get injured. And he gets thrown out by the guy that was in there at number 2.
Yeah, here we go. Again, 12 hours ago, when he came on her personal page, he goes, it was just brought to my attention in a radio interview today that my new album, On the Brink, The Brink drops Friday. Whoa, that's right around the corner. Limited edition signed orders will go out for sale today. We'll go up for sale today. We've been working on it. Sorry, it's taken long to get some pre-orders up for you, but we wanted to make sure we did everything right.
Yeah. Well, I don't have any issues then.
Yeah, like you said, the clone question is, will we actually get it on the 31st? Or after the 31st?
Yeah. Since you put it up now. That's what a lot of people do, man. They fail to realize that they should put it out, like, a long time before it comes out. Or, like, they shouldn't put it up as a pre-order at all if they don't even have the product.
Yeah, I know, right? And Angel, man, we don't know what the hell they got planned for Sting. Honestly, I don't think we care.
Sting is just going to go cry himself to sleep.
Yeah, more than likely. But, man, I still can't get over that, man. Fucking Sheamus comes out, they all cheer, but then they start booing him. Fucking Rey Mysterio comes out, they all cheer, and they start booing him. And then they cheer for Roman Reigns and boo fucking Batista. How the fuck does that work? God damn it, Pittsburgh. Man, your city's fucking retarded, man.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck they're thinking. They're not on the same page as me.
I mean, come on. They're cheering for somebody that can't wrestle and does two moves, a ballerina punch and a fucking spear.
Yeah, dude, they were going, Roman Reigns. I was like, seriously? I was like, anybody but him better win.
Well, at least fucking Batista won.
Well, it came down to that, and, you know, I mean, really, they have any choice to pick on who you want to win, just as long as he didn't. That's all it is.
Yeah, but, I mean, come on. I at least wanted to see Sheamus and Batista one-on-one in that fucking shit.
But I knew Sheamus was going to come back, though.
But, yes, what do you think about the new tag team champions?
Yeah, that was interesting, too. I was like, wow, they actually let them win.
Yeah, they set a record.
Yeah, but if you realize, all the people that are winning nowadays are Triple H's people.
Yeah, I'm noticing this.
The Wyatts, Batista, Orton.
Which is funny because of the fact, is it the Shield supposed to be Triple H's people, but yet they lost?
Well, yeah, that too. Well, you can't have everyone win.
It's funny because the Rumble was the longest match of them all, 55 minutes and 10 seconds.
And who the hell was that big-ass guy from NXT, man?
Oh, yeah, I was in a Russo, motherfucker. That dude's fucking nuts.
That dude came out, I was like, who the fuck is this?
Yeah, man, Alexander Rusev, that dude don't speak a lick of English, but he can whoop ass.
Yeah, that dude was fucking killing it in there. Like, why don't they bring him up?
Yeah, I know, right?
Like, he was in there with the top dogs in there, man, just kicking everybody's ass. I said, why don't they bring him up instead of these weak-ass motherfuckers?
Yeah.
But yeah, I was kind of disappointed that there weren't, like, some real crazy surprise entries.
Yeah. The only one we had was Nash. And he couldn't even stay in it that long.
We had Nash and JBL.
Yeah, Nash wanted to fucking eliminated one person. That was
JBL, man, didn't even know he was in the fucking match.
Yeah. He got in there and fucking told fucking Cole, hold my jacket. Motherfucker, pay attention to the damn match, fuck your jacket.
Like his music was playing, he was just sitting there like, what?
Well, I mean, or at least take your jacket off before you get into the ring.
Well, you know, he clearly wasn't planning on wrestling.
Well, still. I mean, you know, fucking Great Khali walks as slow as a motherfucker, so I'm pretty sure JBL had enough time to fucking take his jacket off and get into the fucking ring.
Yeah, but it was funny as hell, man. My sister was in there, man. She's like, fucking CM Punk is taking a nap, man. Like he was just laying off in a corner, just fucking sleeping for like 10 minutes or so.
Yeah, that was bullshit how fucking Kane came back and fucking eliminated CM Punk.
Dude, okay, look. At one point, whenever I think it was JBL coming into the ring, I swear Kane was out there just running around, okay? And then they cut away, and then all of a sudden he was back again, and he just pulled CM Punk out. Like, he was out there, like, for a while, man, I swear. But I guess Kane's been working out, man. He's looking pretty buff, man.
Yeah. Must be all the time working the ring, being a corporate bitch.
Yeah.
But why the fuck did they have to have it so that Roman Reigns fucking broke Kane's fucking record?
Yeah, right.
Although it was kind of funny how fucking Dean Ambrose tried to fucking eliminate Reigns.
Yeah, when that happened, I was like, yeah. And then I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, and then Reigns eliminated both Ambrose and Rollins.
Yeah, well, let's just hope that this breaks them up. We don't need the Shield anymore.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, Batista only fucking eliminated, like, 4 people.
What are you talking about? Batista didn't win. The Rock won. He comes back looking like The Rock.
Yeah, right? It's funny how fucking Sheamus didn't even fucking eliminate nobody.
Renee, you're not invited.
Oh, wait, never mind. he eliminated Biggie Langston, and that was it.
Here were the two words. New champs.
I mean, you know, when he fucking told him the two words, like, I could have sworn he fucking Billy Gunn just told him to suck it, but no.
This commercial right here for the Elimination Chamber was pretty sweet because I think Stephanie McMahon snapped the Miz action figure in half.
But, man, my question is, what the fuck do you think? Okay, so what the fuck are they going to do for the Elimination Chamber, though? That's the question right there because
I bet you it's going to be the Shield involved and Kane's going to be in there, CM Punk.
Yeah, because don't they usually have, like, two chambers?
There's only one champion now, man.
Exactly.
So there's only going to be one match.
Now what the fuck are they going to do? Put the Shield and Kane in it to take on CM Punk?
You'd still need one more.
Okay, throw in fucking Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, what was that? When did he say he wanted a title shot?
I don't think he ever did.
Because they brought that up, man, saying that he even threw his hat in the ring for a title shot.
Which, that never happened.
Yeah, I don't remember hearing anything like it.
What's even funny is the fact that he wasn't even involved in the fucking Rumble. It was just Luke Harper and Eric Rowan.
So I'm guessing fucking Orton's listening to the voices in his head again.
Why is that?
Well, at least fucking Renee Young must be listening to the voices in her head. Because imagine the fact that Bray Wyatt tossed his hat and like his name into fucking shit to go in against fucking whoever the hell champion was.
And they keep screwing Damian Sandow over.
Yeah, I know, right? But how about the fact that Damian Sandow came in and started laughing at Khali because the Khali drew a number. But then Sandow drew number 3. So fucking Khali started walking back in.
It's time to watch the Rumble again.
And for some odd reason, fucking Vicky Guerrero decided to start laughing.
Yeah, man, what's up with this pay-per-view bullshit? They give you commercials.
Yeah, right?
I was like, what the fuck, man? Why is there a commercial here?
Yeah, it's a pay-per-view.
And on top of that, why do they got to bleep out swear words? Like, clearly, Big Show, we heard you say, holy shit.
Oh, bud.
Like, I mean, it's a pay-per-view event. Like, you're allowed to swear here.
Yeah, you think it would be anyway.
Well, at least the crowd wasn't bleeped out when they were chanting, holy shit.
Yeah, right.
Whenever Bray Wyatt did Sister Abigail and Daniel Bryan on the barricade.
Yeah.
He's like, who are you to insult me? Why didn't you help him?
Tonight
is filled with old-ass motherfucking people. Like, you see the old-ass wrestlers on here, and then on the Grammys, you see all the old-ass musicians.
Yeah, I don't even bother watching the Grammys.
Because, like, they put it on, and Metallica was on performing.
Damn. I should probably go back upstairs and play a track or something.
Is anybody even fucking listening?
Just Angel.
Just Angel. Angel, where the hell's all the people at?
Yeah, get the JFC up in here, Juggalo Family Chat.
I think it was funny that before this match started, my sister picked the two dudes that she actually, you know, liked or whatever. And then they both started the match. She was like, him and then that the guy with the black and blonde hair. And then here comes Seth Rollins coming out. I was like, really?
Yeah, you're... Yeah, she calls him by the dude with the black and blonde hair. That's kind of funny.
Again, nobody watches wrestling besides me.
So why the fuck is she watching it?
Because they paid for it. So they're like, I paid for it, so I feel like I have to watch it. So she was sitting down there watching it.
I'm trying to decide on if I want a pretzel bun or not. Remember, kids, if you have a fucking pretzel bun, make sure to add salt to it, because it does not come with salt.
Yeah, man, before this came on, I was bring back memories of whenever I tried to order this once years ago, when I had to, like, you know, get a cable box and hook it up myself and all that shit, and it didn't work. So I ended up missing it. So like this time around, they just called me. There it was.
Damn.
So we've come a long way. In the show, look, that dude got a Happy Days T-shirt on. Oh, some Juggalos are.
Yep, they're probably changing for Roman Reigns. Dumbasses.
When everybody hated Daniel Bryan here in Pittsburgh, they were all running around screaming yes. Or no, whatever it was at that time. And yeah, they kept saying that to Sheamus too. Whenever he was going for the brogue kick.
Yeah, right, and then all of a sudden they started fucking cheering him. Well, not cheering, booing him.
And they're like, no, no, no.
Yeah, what the fuck was up with that? Like that entire shit there.
I don't even know.
Again, I say, fuck you, Pittsburgh, for cheering the wrong person.
It was funny, they showed that Ben Roethlisberger was there, and I was booing. Everybody else is cheering. I'm just like, boo.
Man, I think the only person I actually fucking cheered for when he came down to the ring was fucking Alexander Russo.
Man, he came out. I was like, who the fuck is that?
Dude,
and then they said, he's in NXT. I was like, oh, that's why I don't know.
Yeah, but that dude's a beast.
Well, from what he did in that match, yeah. But he's a big motherfucker, though.
Yeah, he is.
He's training fucking Muay Thai, fucking sumo wrestling.
So why was it that the title match was before this, though?
That's my question.
They didn't do that last time.
No.
That's real weird.
I mean, come on.
And I noticed that whenever they were showing a clip from like 2 weeks ago or something, whenever that big show, Brock Lesnar's shit was going on, they showed a guy in the front row with like that smiley face T-shirt on. And then here tonight in Pittsburgh, I swear that same guy is sitting front row right there.
Probably.
I was like, he's wearing the same fucking shirt. That got to be it.
Yeah, Yeah, man, I don't know what the hell is going on with these people nowadays. I mean, come on. If you knew Cena wasn't going to be a part of the Rumble, you should have just made that fucking title match the last match.
Yeah, it was funny that there was a few mistakes here and there with these people when they completely missed their moves.
Yeah, right.
Like Daniel Bryan, Cesaro. I think Cena even missed something.
He probably did.
Oh, yeah, he fucked up his tornado DDT. That's what it was.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And it was funny that when he got whipped into the steps, my sister's like, that's the fakest thing I've ever seen.
Man.
That was fucking hilarious.
That's the fakest shit I've ever seen. Word of your sister, is anyone watching?
I'm just saying, it was rather, you know, weak looking.
Oh, yeah.
Seeing how it was Cena.
It's kind of funny because, like, you know, they did the same move, they did each other's moves to each other. Man, I'm surprised fucking Cena didn't try doing the punt to fucking Randy Orton.
That would have been fucking retarded. I mean, shit, man, even Bray Wyatt and Daniel Bryan had a real good match.
Yeah, right?
It was better than that title match.
That's true.
Although, they probably should have added another match to this pay-per-view. That would have been nice.
Yeah, like a fucking Diva title match.
Yeah, when Kane's music hit, I was like, what?
Yeah, man. I'm like, wait, is he really going to take, is he really taking a bar, or is he just messing with CM Punk?
Yeah, he kept talking about how they want CM Punk in the Rumble, and then he shows up.
Yeah, right. How they want CM Punk in the Rumble, how they want CM Punk to main event WrestleMania.
There's a lot of Ultimate Warrior fans in the crowd, though.
Yeah, there are.
Or are they just wearing the T-shirt because he got inducted to the Hall of Fame?
They're probably just wearing the shirt because he got inducted to the Hall of Fame.
Because I don't even know if most of these people even know who that is.
Probably not. Take a look and see.
The fuck are you watching?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Sounds like a WWE thing.
Yeah.
We all have desires.
Ah, I'm watching the Rumble again.
We all
dream. What? Well, interesting. It's already almost over here on the second time round.
That could make us immortal. Sometimes.
Oh, well.
The only thing
I'll watch it.
And history.
I'm fucking watching the Rumble right now. That big dude just came down.
A thin line.
Yeah, yo, that dude should have won.
Yeah, right, dude. Nobody knows who the fuck he is.
On this night.
Yeah, but think about how dope it would have been and how funny it would have been if he won.
Well, I mean, he probably should have lasted a little longer, but...
Hell yeah.
And what the hell is that big scratch on his face?
I think it's a mole.
I didn't know mole man is like red.
I don't know.
And when their battle is over, another will be waiting.
Motherfucker, you better not stop that shit. I'm gonna stab you. Good job, England.
So, did you enjoy El Torito?
But that shit was funny as all hell.
It'd been really funny if he actually stayed in there for a while.
Yeah, right. And man, how about the fact that they're always so fucking, you know, in shock when Kofi Kingston does have the shit he does, you know, to stay in the fucking match.
Well, I mean, that big dude did kind of save him.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it's funny, because like, instead of him putting him down on the fucking ground so he lost, he put him on the fucking, barricade.
Yeah, really. But if you want, man, you could play a song.
What happened?
Said if you want, you could play a song now.
Sounds good. I was going to play this track earlier.
Heaven, I did my best. One love for family, the juggalos and fuck the rest. I'm tired of all these snakes and demons, leeches on the vein. I'm bled enough and now this bitch is about to feel my pain. You know you name the haters bitter with a point of view. Put them motherfuckers talking shit but never had a clue. Come with your attitude, cocksucker, fuck your life. I'll tie you to a chair and make you watch me fuck your wife. I'm just the type to catch you slipping like a bar of soap. I catch you while you're sleeping fast and then I stitch your soap. I watch you bleed and gargle, choke you for your last breath. Then close the wound, apply some pressure to delay your death. See what it means, your whole existence don't mean shit to me. It ain't nothing but time to kill to make your history. And all you had to do was keep your fucking trap closed. But now you got your hands folded, clutched onto a single rope. Just close your eyes, say your last goodbye.
Surviving off the infamy. Miss me with that, everybody wants me dead. Same old, and switch my hatchet to a target hanging off my cable. If you criticize my fashion, you faggot like Tim Gunn. I'm a juggalo scrub, established since day one. So kill the hater, replicate a distant with a foul tongue. Take my magic marker and blacken his fucking left lung. With my box cutter, I'ma cut his eyes wide. And put broken pieces of mirror, replacing both his eyes. Got a demon inside that's been along for the ride. Since the release of my first LP back in 95. Ever since that day, I've been embracing the hate. And basically not giving a fuck what none of y'all say. So fuck y'all bitches, black flowers up on your casket. You get what you deserve, burning hell, hating bastards. Like a
your trailer hitch. Come to your hood with goons and snatch you out your trailer, bitch. Put on your knees and close your eyes, wait for the execution. Some call this first degree, but I call it my retribution. You had your chance to keep it sun and now you're in the rain. I be the scarecrow, but you the one who missing brains. I put the barrel to the bone and now your skull fucked. 2 times 11 till you don't and now you're out of luck. So many times I spent just dwelling, thinking of the day. Up to the point I sit for hours thinking of a way to make you suffer, make your blood spill like the wine. 6 feet up underneath the ground, have you smelling pine. It's how we do a punk bitch with a faucet mouth. Lost in the woods that you discovered by a boy scout. Stupid little motherfucker, what was you thinking? Now your body in the bushes, life is rotten, nothing's sinking. Just close your eyes. Goodbye. Get down on your knees. Try to my bitch and make your peace. Just close your eyes. Say your last goodbye. Get down on your knees. Try to my bitch and make your peace. Take your life. Don't write it tonight.
Hashtag.
New Age Outlaws.
Hashtag rematch for the 50 million.
Yeah, why the fuck did that need to fucking tread worldwide?
Because of the title match, man.
Yeah, it's gonna hurt. It's gonna hurt fucking Daniel Bryan.
I bet you this is gonna hurt.
Oh my goodness!
So how'd you enjoy the entrance of R-Truth? In and out.
Yeah, right? I mean, shit, man. He didn't last long.
Not at all.
I wonder if I could tell you how long each person stayed in.
They told you throughout the match.
Yeah, but oh no, I don't trust anything that fucking Cole and fucking JBL say.
Well, there's that too.
Yeah, I guess I'm around. It's not gonna tell us. I mean, yeah, they keep telling us how long fucking CM Punk and fucking Seth Rollins was in there for. Not anybody else.
Well, JBL lasted longer than Santino Marella.
Yeah, right? What the fuck is that? I mean, come on, this is why I said it. They should have did like a fucking 40-man elimination.
Yeah, they definitely need to have more people.
Yeah, I mean, come on. The fucking 40-man run what they did last time. What's fucking badass? I mean, unfortunately, W won, but
I don't think I saw that.
Yeah, that was I think it was 2013 maybe, or 2012.
I forget.
Yeah, 2012. I'm looking at it right, checking it right now. I think. Nope. It was in 2012.
You never know who's going to enter. But it was just Kevin Nash.
There we go. It was, yeah, it was 2011 where they did the 40 man.
Did you just say 49?
40 man.
They should just have the whole locker room.
Yeah, right? That would make even better.
Like they say everybody gets a shot. Why don't you just put everybody you have on the roster in the fucking match?
Yeah, including the injured.
Well, not the injured people, of course.
Well, why not?
Because that would just be stupid.
Come on, man. They can throw both Sin Caras in there.
Yeah, that would go over well. Then you'd really have these kids confused. Boo, Roman Reigns.
Yeah, I think that's I think I'm going to skip this part and just go straight to that match. There we go.
He came in the match and started hitting all his moves that he has. I was like, don't use up all your moves at once.
Man, Batista didn't even say shit. Oh, the only thing you hear him say that was exactly. Is making this
Yeah.
Shut up, stand up. You're still losing your voice. What the fuck?
Although I did enjoy whenever Batista speared Roman Reigns.
Hell yeah.
I was like, you fucking speared him.
Wait, how about the fact that Shawn Michaels was wrong? He picked both the the Shield and CM Punk, and they both lost.
Well, Ric Flair was right.
Yeah, whereas Jim Duggan, he picked the fucking Dolph Ziggler.
Now, they keep talking about this Royal Rumble they had for the title. I don't remember that at all.
See, that was like back in 1992.
That's what I'm saying. I don't remember that at all.
I think I remember that one. I don't think I saw it, though.
How many people were in it? 30 people?
Let's find out.
Oh, look, here comes Coley. He's going to get thrown right out.
Yeah, because he can't walk with shit.
Can't even believe that he's a wrestler.
Yep, it was a 30-man rumble. Back in 92. They had all the old people in there.
I'm just saying, I don't remember that at all. So, yeah.
Okay, yeah, it was a 30-man Royal Rumble for the vacant WWF Championship. And you see, that match lasted longer than the one we had tonight, because that one was an hour, that Rumble was an hour long.
Well, see, that's more interesting, too, because it was for the title.
Yeah. But no, they don't do that now.
All four guys, one pick. That's fair, right? And I am standing with Batista! Learned to love it.
Learned to love it.
How about the fact fucking Cole wanted fucking Shawn Michaels to superkick Josh Matthews and fucking JBL wanted fucking Jim Duggan to fucking whack, smack him inside the head with the fucking 2x4.
Like nobody got fucking eliminated except for a couple people.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck was that?
We'll earn a WWE World Heavyweight Championship match at WrestleMania.
Damn it, why the fuck did you stop this shit, motherfucker? I'm gonna stab you.
Yeah, man, like I said, these matches were drugged the fuck up.
Yeah, they were.
Like, whenever Orton and Cena were coming out, I was like, well, here's a good time to take a bathroom break.
And I took that time to fucking go give my pussy some more attention.
Oh, yeah? Was it throwing things down the stairs again?
Yes. Mind you, this time the fucking thing was fucking, the bin was full of fucking clothes.
The cat's a beast.
Yeah, no lie.
Oh, bud.
Throwing a full laundry basket down the stairs.
Yeah, right. I mean, I'm going to have to say, I'm going to guess and say, fuck it, in 92, Teddy Long must have been in charge of the, of that rumble.
Why is that?
Because they had three tag team matches.
Oh, God. No, I think at that time he was probably a referee.
Yeah, so you had the new Foundation, Owen Hart and Jim Neidhart versus the Oriental Express.
The Oriental Express? The fuck is that?
Tanaka and Kato with Mr. Fuji. And then you had the Beverly Brothers versus the Bushwhackers.
The Bushwhackers.
Then you had Natural Disasters versus Legion of Doom for the tag team titles.
Sweet.
You had like three fucking tag team matches all in that one night.
Oh, and I would like to point out that in that Royal Rumble, you know, they showed a picture of all the people. And Curtis Axel was in that picture. But he wasn't in the Rumble.
Yeah, I know, right? What the fuck was that about?
Somebody failed. I bet you Kevin Nash showed up and they're like, all right, he's going in and you're not.
That's possible.
Ole!
Oh, God, no. There you go, fucking maybe next for Rumble, they could have Vince McMahon come in and partake in it again.
The smallest member in the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Even though Hornswoggle was smaller. But...
I think Hornswoggle was actually taller than fucking Tornado.
I don't think so.
El Torito, or Torito, Dorito.
Dorito.
Let's see. Hornswoggle is 4'5". And El Torito, they don't want, is 4'5".
Wait, who's taller?
So, well, it looks like Hornswoggle is a little bit taller than El Torito.
Man, I still don't believe that. Oh, the holes have to hit the ground?
But, yeah.
Big swing.
Yeah, that was annoying.
When did he decide that was a good idea to do in every match?
I don't know.
I mean, that used to be an old school fucking move, and then everybody stopped using it because it was pretty stupid.
Yeah, but I mean, come on, but like, you think he, you know, he would have learned about not doing it anymore after, you know, that's when you puked on everybody.
Yeah,
I mean, come on, Funkatello fucking puked in fucking JBL's head and put it on fucking Michael Cole. And then he puked on the head of fucking, I forget that dude's name sometimes.
Seth Rollins, man, he probably threw up after this.
I would not be surprised.
I just love how he's just swinging them around and nobody's doing anything in the ring. They're like, whatever, man, I'm going to just chill here for a moment.
Yeah, right.
Oh, wow. You're at number 3. I'm at number 22. Spear by Reigns. Oh, there's something new.
Yeah. Man, we had to see that throughout the entire fucking match.
Yeah, nothing new there.
Now, what the fuck was up with goddamn JBL giving us a goddamn fucking history lesson?
On what?
During the fucking Rumble. Ric Flair entered the match at number 3 in 1992 and won, and still won the match. Motherfucker,
hey,
we don't give two shits.
Strange alliances. I didn't see anything strange.
Yeah, right. CM Punk. CM Punk. Man, more likely fucking CM Punk would have probably gotten booed as well because of the fact, you know, they wanted Reigns to win. Oh, we love Punk so much, but we're going to boo him because we want Reigns to win because we're in Pittsburgh and we're retarded.
I'm surprised the primetime players weren't in this.
Yeah, right. Here comes the big red corporate sellout. Oh, wait, no, never mind. Cody Rhodes. Don't care about Cody Rhodes right now.
Here he comes.
Man, it says Rollins can't fucking holding on to fucking CM Punk's legs and fucking deal life. Yeah, I think Kane needs to just stop being a corporate seller and actually go back to fucking whooping ass.
Oh shit, here comes JBL.
Yeah, Kane can go for a choke slam, but he's going to fail miserably.
Turn your back on the shield. Why did he get all weird after he got eliminated? He was like, yeah, this Royal Rumble is awesome.
Who, fucking JBL?
Yeah.
I don't even know why he
get all weird. It's like, what's Batista coming in here? This is awesome.
Like, you realize you just lost, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, no, man, like, you'll definitely do the Alexander Russo thing. Like, for a big dude, like, the way he fucking came, like, he fucking came off the fucking ring, rope, the way he did, that shit is fucking nuts.
Yeah, nice little spinning heel kick.
Yeah, like, you don't see that too many times, too much from, like, fucking big dudes like that.
No. Well, you got Bray Wyatt, he does some shit, too, and he's a big dude. You got Kane kind of flies around.
Yeah, but you don't see Kane doing a fucking spinning heel back kick.
No, you don't see Kane doing very much of anything, but...
Exactly. But Rudolph, you know you need to, you know, get them, you know, on the floor, not on the apron. Man, he don't speak English. He don't know what the hell you're saying there, JBL.
So did you enjoy the standoff with the Shield and the wife?
Wait, which one?
So did you enjoy the standoff with the Wyatts and the Shield?
Hell yeah. And then they started attacking each other. Well, here comes the swinger. Oh, wait, I didn't mind. It's Jack Swagger so far. But if fucking Zeb Coulter's an idiot, because each time he came out with fucking Jack Swagger and fucking Cesaro, he had a different sign.
Well, yeah, you can't come out with the same sign, dumbass.
Well, the first time was every 90 seconds another illegal sneaks across the border.
I ain't even read this line.
You know, but half these motherfuckers ain't too bright in this match, though. I mean, Rusev was close to fucking eliminating fucking Jack Swagger until Rollins decided to take him out.
Yeah, and these people don't even come into match trying to eliminate people. It's kind of like the computer on the video games. You know, they come in the ring and they just want to fight you and shit. They don't try to eliminate nobody, though.
Yeah, like, what the fuck is up with that shit?
Like, really? You're supposed to eliminate people in this match? No. Look at that, man. Fucking Luke Harper's just sitting on Dean Ambrose. He's just sitting there like, yeah, all right, we got time.
We want the animal. But then we're just going to boom him at the end anyways.
Yeah.
You want the motherfucker, but you boom him because of the fact he wins. Here comes Ziggler. He's going to lose anyway. Yeah, Ziggler definitely beat his time this time around. Yeah, you're cheating. Let's go, Ziggler. I bet you somebody came down ahead between him and fucking Reigns. He would have booed Ziggler. Gay because of the fact CM Punk kept putting his hand on everybody's ass, though. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, come on, man. Like, okay, I don't want to eliminate everybody, but you don't need to put your hand on their ass to do so.
Well, don't tell them that.
Yeah, apparently Foley was fucking disappointed with tonight's Rumble.
Was
it? Oh, let's see here. Let me see if I can find what he put up there up on Twitter. There you go. Mick posted up on Twitter saying, Does WWE actually hate their own audience? I've never been so disgusted with the pay-per-view.
Wow. Well, he probably thought it was rather boring, too.
He probably did.
Since they had 4 matches, drug them out for an hour apiece.
Yeah, right.
Didn't even have the Big Show versus Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, it was just a fucking steel chair beatdown.
Yeah, a steel chair beatdown.
Hey, I mean, it's just retarded. Everybody got something to say. Thank you, Mick, for being honest and not being a company shill. I, too, was disgusted by tonight's results. To hell with the crowd and WWE's fans want being friends with Triple H is obviously very good for your personal business. Or it gets to say champion.
I mean, I think we all noticed that.
Yeah. Old age geriatrics get to be tag team champions over an awesome Team Rhodes. Batista undeservedly wins and main events WrestleMania. Yep, I'm noticing a trend here. And I was stupid enough to think for a moment when Triple H started getting more power and Vince was taking a step back that would be a good thing. I can't wait to attend WrestleMania 30 and boo the living bejeebus out of the massive pile of crap that he wants to try and force people to swallow. I hope that the WrestleMania 30 crowd makes the crowd tonight at the Rumble seem like choir boys. I also like to say the fact we got El Torito in the Rumble and no Jake Roberts is seriously screwed up.
Well, you see, there's so much wrong with what that person just said. They just said that it all sucks, but they're still going to pay and go see it.
Yeah, right?
So why even say that you fucking hate it?
Who knows?
Come on. You really wanted Jake the Snake in it? I mean, that would have been dope.
It would have.
But we already saw him on Old School Raw, so it wouldn't have been a big, you know, surprise.
Yeah, and he goes to Godfather.
I mean, that's why Kevin Nash was in this, because he wasn't on Old School Raw. So they threw him in there for, I guess, a legend to be on there.
Yeah, he was dead for a while. Then they decided to revive him.
LOL, I thought he was dead.
Oh man.
So I noticed he cut all his hair off and he doesn't have all that Just for Men all throughout his hair anymore.
Yeah, the just for Men thing probably wasn't working too well for him.
Because you know, remember the last time he showed up, he had the his hair was real black.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, but now it looked just like normal hair, you know, just fine.
Yeah, and the fact that the Shield was all fucking shit their pants the minute they saw him come out.
I don't know why.
I mean, come on, fucking Rollins fucking head just stood there like, oh shit, we're gonna die.
I don't know why you'd be afraid of Kevin Nash. He's an old dude that gets injured a lot, so I mean, you got a good shot.
Who knows? I think we'll probably watch some more of the Rumble tomorrow when I get home. Well, either tomorrow or fucking Tuesday. Because I'm going to go pass the fuck out.
All right, bye.